I want you to picture a scenario for a second. It's, I don't know, a Tuesday morning. You run a successful training business. You are the expert in your field. Maybe it's advanced cybersecurity, maybe it's workplace safety, or, leadership coaching. You have the knowledge. You have the instructors. You know the market needs what you're selling.
But you are teaching, and you're
Yeah,
definitely not selling.
you are deep in what I call the administrative swamp. You've got like six spreadsheets open. You're manually copying Zoom links into emails.
The worst.
You're chasing an invoice from 3 months ago. And somewhere in the back of your mind, you know you should be posted on LinkedIn or making a TikTok or writing a blog because your competitors are just drowning you out.
It's the classic training provider's dilemma. It
Yeah,
really is. You
yeah.
have all this expertise, but the operational drag is just so heavy that you can't actually grow. You're trading time for money, and well, you're running out of time.
Exactly. And that is the specific pain point we are dissecting today. We're looking at a collision of two technologies that, claim to solve this. On one side, we have the infrastructure Arlo.
The backbone, a system designed to sort of organize the chaos of running a training business.
And then on the other side, we have something that feels a bit more like science fiction, to be honest. Auto Content API.
The engine, or maybe the factory is a better analogy. It's a system for automating content creation at like an industrial scale.
So our mission for this deep dive is to see what happens when you plug that engine into that backbone. Can a training provider actually automate their way out of the administrative swamp and the content marketing rat race at the same time? Or is that just a pipe dream?
It's definitely not a pipe dream, but it does require a shift in mindset. We're moving from this artisanal business management where you handcraft every single email to building a scalable infrastructure.
Okay, so before we get to the futuristic stuff, we have to ground this in reality. We need to talk about Arlo. I went through the research, and describing it as just a calendar app feels like calling a Ferrari a movement device. It just misses the point.
Completely, yeah. Arlo is a training management system, a TMS. If you're a commercial training provider, so you sell courses for profit or even a large university, this is basically your operating system. It's built to replace that whole mess of spreadsheets and disconnected tools.
The stats I saw in the source material were just staggering. They claim to have helped sell $3 billion worth of training.
And saved nearly 10 million hours of administrative work.
10 million hours. It's hard to even visualize that.
Well, think of it this way. In a traditional setup, right, you have your website on WordPress, your customer database in Salesforce, your accounting in Xero, and your scheduling in Excel. None of them talk to each other.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah. Arlo sits in the middle and connects them all.
So when a customer buys a course on the website, Arlo automatically updates the roster, sends the invoice, emails the Zoom link, and then reminds them 2 days before.
Admin takes minutes, not hours. I think that's the quote. It automates all the logistics. But, and this is where our deep dive gets really interesting, solving the admin problem actually exposes a brand new problem.
Right, the production bottleneck.
Exactly. Let's say Arlo makes it possible for you to schedule, I don't know, 50 new courses for next month in 5 minutes. Great. But now, who's going to market them?
You need 50 course descriptions,
Yes.
50 promo videos, 50 social media posts.
And once people actually sign up, you need study guides, quizzes, and recap emails for all 50 of those courses. Arlo handles the logistics of the course, but it doesn't create the material for it.
Or the marketing. And that usually requires a human, a copywriter, a videographer, an instructional designer.
Which is slow, it's expensive, and it's just not scalable. And that right there is where the Auto Content API enters the chat.
Okay, now I need you to be precise here. Because when people hear AI content, they immediately think of ChatGPT. They think of typing a prompt and getting a generic paragraph back. This feels different. The research calls it headless content transformation. What does that even mean?
Okay, think of ChatGPT like a waiter. You sit down, you talk to the waiter, you place your order, the waiter brings you food. It's a one-on-one interaction. It's manual.
Okay, I'm with you.
Auto Content API is the kitchen. It doesn't want to talk to you. It just wants a ticket in order. It takes raw ingredients like a URL or a PDF or a video file, and it turns out a finished meal instantly. Headless just means there's no chat interface. It's code talking to code.
So it's designed for automation, not for conversation.
Precisely. It's an enterprise tool. It's meant to be plugged into workflows using tools like Make.com or Zapier. You don't use it, you build with it.
I have seen some comparisons to Google's Notebook LM, which has been making waves recently. How does this stack up?
Notebook LM is fantastic for individuals. I use it myself to summarize my own notes. But it's a consumer tool. You can't automate it at scale. You can't just hook it up to your website to run while you're asleep. Auto Content API is the industrial alternative. It offers things like brand voice control, so it sounds like you, not a generic robot. And it supports over 50 languages.
The source material highlighted three what are called growth levers that this API offers: hyperscalability, radical efficiency, and omnichannel ubiquity.
That last one sounds like a buzzword bingo winner.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But it's actually simple. If you produce a training course, you want to be where the eyes are. Some people are on YouTube, some are on Spotify, some are scrolling TikTok. Omnichannel ubiquity just means taking one piece of your content, say your course syllabus, and automatically turning it into formats for all those platforms at the same time.
Without hiring a whole media team.
Without hiring anyone.
Yeah, kind of.
Just burning CPU cycles. Okay, let's stop talking abstractly. I want to build a scenario. I'm a training provider. I use Arlo. I've just launched a new certification, Advanced Workplace Health and Safety. It's in my Arlo system. The baits are set, but the class is empty. How do I use these two tools together to fill those seats?
The old way. You buy some Google Ads and pray.
Yeah, expensive and boring. Give me the new way.
The new way uses a strategy called newsjacking.
I've heard this term. It's about leveraging breaking news to get attention, right?
Yes, but doing it manually is exhausting. You have to be watching Twitter 24/7. Auto Content API has a feature called Deep Research that can integrate with social listening feeds from formerly Twitter and Reddit.
So I tell the API, watch for news about new safety regulations or factory accidents.
Exactly. You set up a listener. And let's say a major news story breaks about a safety failure at a chemical plant. The API detects that spike in the conversation.
And then what?
It analyzes the sentiment. It pulls the key facts. And then automatically, it triggers a workflow. It generates a market alert blog post explaining what went wrong at that plant, why training matters, and here's the kicker, it inserts a link to your Arlo registration page for your health and safety course.
Whoa. So while my competitors are reading the news over their morning coffee thinking, wow, that's bad, my system has already written, published, and distributed a reaction piece.
You're part of the conversation while it is still trending.
Mm.
And you're driving traffic directly to the transaction point right there in Arlo.
But people don't just read blogs anymore. They watch video.
And that's where the video shorts capability comes in. The API can take that same news story and generate a 60-second vertical video 9.56 format for TikTok and Reels.
Wait, hold on. Video is hard. You need a camera, a person, lighting. You're telling me the API generates the actual video file?
Yes. It uses AI avatars. You can select a professional presenter avatar, maybe put them in a safety vest if you want to get really specific. It scripts the video, lip syncs the avatar, adds subtitles, and renders the whole file.
And the cost. Because a pro video crew, that's easily $300 to $500 for a rush job like that.
The notes I saw said about 400 credits, which translates to roughly, what, 4 euros?
3 euros. That completely changes the economics of marketing. I mean, at that price, I could generate 10 different versions of the video just to see which one works best.
That's creative testing at scale. You can't afford to A-B test video when it costs $500 a pop. When it costs 4 euros, you can test headlines, avatars, scripts, even the background music. You find the winner, and you pour your ad budget into that one.
There's another marketing angle here that really caught my eye in the research: programmatic SEO. Now, usually when I hear programmatic SEO, I think of those spammy websites that just list every city name.
Right.
Plumber in London, plumber in Bristol.
Right. Google hates that stuff. They call it thin content. Google hates it because it adds zero value. It's just copy paste. But imagine this. You offer your health and safety training in 20 different cities. You want to rank for safety training in Manchester, safety training in Leeds, and so on.
Right.
You feed Auto Content API the location data and your course details. It doesn't just swap the city name. It generates a unique 500-word guide for that specific city. Maybe it references local safety bylaws or industries. But then, to solve that thin content problem, it adds rich media.
The video and audio we were just talking about.
Exactly. It embeds a localized video and a generated audio summary. Now, Google looks at that page and sees text, video, and audio. It sees users spending 3 minutes on the page listening to the summary. That's called dwell time.
And dwell time is a huge ranking factor.
It signals to Google that this is a high-quality page. Mm-hmm. So you aren't just spamming keywords. You are creating content depth at scale. You just dominate the search results for every single city you operate in.
That is genuinely smart. It's using AI to create value, not just noise. Okay, so we've marketed the course, we've filled the seats, but Arlo isn't just a sales tool. It's about delivering the training itself.
Correct. Arlo supports blended learning. So mixing live classes with self-paced online study.
And this is where I think the synergy gets really, really interesting for the learner. Because let's be honest, most corporate training materials are dry. It's usually a 50-page PDF that nobody actually reads.
The PDF of death. We've all been there.
So how does this tech stack fix the PDF of death?
By transforming it. Auto Content API can ingest that PDF. But it doesn't just summarize it. It can use something called multi-speaker dynamics to turn that manual into a podcast.
Okay, explain multi-speaker dynamics. Is this just a robot voice reading the text?
No, that's the old text-to-speech. This is generating a script for two AI hosts like you and me who actually discuss the content. They ask each other questions, they use analogies, they even banter a little.
So it mimics a radio show, that kind of flow.
It mimics human conversation. And cognitively, that is huge. Humans are wired for story and dialogue. Not for monologues. Listening to two people discuss safety protocols is infinitely more engaging than reading a long list of rules.
So a learner signs up via Arlo, they get their welcome email, and instead of please read the attached manual, they get a link to a private podcast feed.
Exactly. Here's your drive time companion. They can listen to the course material on their commute. You're fitting into their mental availability. You aren't asking them to find new time to read. You are giving them a way to learn during time they're already spending driving or, you know, washing dishes.
That's a massive value add. It turns a commodity course into a really premium experience.
And because Arlo has an e-learning module, you don't stop there. Auto Content can take that same PDF and generate a quiz, say, 10 multiple choice questions, and a study guide summary. You just import those directly into Arlo.
So from one upload, one single PDF, you get a podcast, a quiz, and a study guide, all populated right into your learning management system.
It creates a rich, blended learning ecosystem from a single static asset. And we haven't even touched on the localization aspect yet.
Oh, right. The 50 languages thing.
Yeah.
This feels like a game changer for providers who want to go global.
It is. I mean, look, Arlo lets you take payments in multiple currencies and manage courses globally. But language is the barrier. If I'm a UK trainer, I can't teach in Germany unless I hire a German instructor or a translator.
Which just kills the profit margin.
Right. But Auto Content API can take your video content or your audio course, transcribe it, translate it, and then resynthesize the voice into German, Spanish, Japanese, over 50 languages.
Resynthesize?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean it still sounds like the original speaker?
In many cases, yes, using voice cloning. Or you can swap to a native sounding avatar. Suddenly your total addressable market isn't 60 million people in the UK, it's 500 million people across Europe and the Americas.
You essentially 5x your potential revenue without hiring a single new staff member.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the definition of leverage.
It's removing the friction of geography and language.
Okay, I'm sold on the what. Now I need to understand the how. Because API and integration sound like expensive words. Do I need to hire a dev team to make Arlo talk to Auto Content?
Not necessarily. We are living in the era of no code. Both of these platforms are API first. Arlo integrates with Zapier and Salesforce. Auto Content integrates with Make.com and Zapier.
So we use those glue tools, Zapier or Make, to stick them together.
Exactly. Imagine the dream workflow. Step one, you go into Arlo and schedule a new course. You hit save.
Okay.
Step two, that save action triggers a Zap. Arlo sends the course title, description, and learning objectives over to Make.com.
Which then passes it along to Auto Content.
Step three. Auto Content receives the data. It sees new course. It spins up its servers. It generates a promotional podcast episode about the topic. It writes a blog post optimized for SEO. It creates a 60-second video trailer.
And then step four.
Those assets get sent back out. The video goes to your YouTube channel. The podcast goes to your Spotify feed. The blog goes to your WordPress site. Set it and forget it. You schedule the course in Arlo, and the marketing machine just turns on by itself.
It creates a consistent baseline of promotion. Now, I want to be clear. This doesn't mean you fire your marketing team. It means your marketing team stops doing the grunt work. They stop writing basic copy and start focusing on strategy, community, and high-level creative.
It raises the floor. It doesn't necessarily lower the ceiling.
Exactly. You never have to worry about a course launching with zero noise ever again.
There was one other use case in the notes that I thought was brilliant, specifically for internal teams. Not selling courses, but just keeping staff informed. The CEO update.
The dreaded internal memo.
The email that goes straight to the trash. But the notes mentioned voice cloning.
Right. If you're a large company, Using Arlo for internal training, getting people to engage with compliance updates is a nightmare. But with this tech, the CEO can record their voice once, just a few minutes of audio to train the AI.
And then the L&D team can generate updates in the CEO's voice. Without the CEO ever having to step into a recording booth again, you type the script, "Hey everyone, here's the update on the new safety protocols." And the API generates the audio.
Is there like a trust issue there?
Well, you have to be transparent. You label it as AI-generated audio. But the point is, employees are far more likely to listen to a 3-minute audio update from the boss while walking to the car than they are to read a 10-page policy document.
You go back to that mental availability concept. You're delivering information in a format people can actually consume.
It's internal knowledge transfer, streamlined.
It really feels like we're looking at two halves of a whole here. Arlo provides the structure, the dates, the data, the payments. Auto Content provides the fuel, the media, the message, the noise.
That's the best way to frame it. Arlo is the infrastructure to manage the business. Auto Content is the infrastructure to grow the business.
And when you combine them, you solve those two big problems we started with: admin overload and content saturation.
You stop being a bottleneck. You stop trading your time for output. The content production just becomes a data transformation task, just like generating an invoice is a data task in Arlo.
It's a bit of an aha moment when you realize that creativity, or at least the production part of creativity, can be automated just like a spreadsheet.
It is. But I want to leave you with one final thought. We've talked a lot about efficiency, but there's a bigger shift coming: the agentic web.
I've heard this term floating around. What does it mean for a training provider?
Well, think about how search is changing. We aren't just typing keywords into Google anymore. We're asking AI agents like ChatGPT or Perplexity or Gemini to find answers for us.
Right. I don't search best safety course. I ask ChatGPT, find me a safety course in London that covers chemical hazards and has good reviews.
Exactly. Now, how does the AI find that answer? It looks for structured data. It craves information that's easy to parse. It looks for transcripts. It looks for clear video summaries. It looks for FAQs formatted in, you know, JSON.
So if my website is just a messy collection of PDFs and vague text, the AI just ignores me.
You become invisible. But if you use Auto Content API, you are generating highly structured content. You have the audio, the transcript of the audio, the video, the structured blog post. You're effectively creating a beacon that says to all the AI agents, here is the answer, here is the data.
So by automating your content, you aren't just marketing to humans anymore. You're optimizing your business for the AI algorithms that the humans are now using.
That is the future. If you don't have structured multimedia content, you just won't exist in the agentic web. Training providers really need to be building that infrastructure today, not 5 years from now.
That is a lot to chew on. We started with spreadsheets and we ended up with the future of the internet.
That's usually how these deep dives go.
From saving admin hours with Arlo to flooding the internet with structured content via Auto Content API, the toolkit for training providers is getting seriously powerful.
And the barrier to entry, both cost and technical skill, has never been lower.
Well, I think I'm going to go see if I can turn my grocery list into a podcast now. Sounds way more interesting than reading it. Thanks for guiding us through all this.
My pleasure.
And to you listening, thanks for diving deep with us. Start thinking about where your bottlenecks are, and maybe, just maybe, let the robots handle some of the heavy lifting. We'll catch you on the next one.